בורא יקר, אנא תן לנו את הכוח להתפלל.
Dear Creator, please give us the strength to pray for our friends to return to you. Bring us all to the demand that we will build a common desire. Connect us to spirituality. Engrave in us the need for love of friends.
עזור לנו
Help us unite with the friends.
Amen.
Amen.
שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא לחיות בדבר והיפוכו.
We are in a lesson on the topic living between opposites. We'll start from excerpt number one. You can find the material in the study materials tab in the Arvut system. You can also send questions, relevant questions, maybe aired during the lesson. Living between opposites.
Living between opposites, we see even from our life that we relate to children, to babies. We always relate to them in goodness, sweetness, warmth, love. Nothing that even is reminiscent of that same negative attitude. That's how a person grows. And thus when we enter the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, although we learn about the evil inclination, that is our nature, and nonetheless, we're not little children, we are adults, mature, and though we're advancing, though we don't know what is spoken about, what ego or will to receive, because we can only feel a thing from its opposite, from the force of bestowal. We don't have that yet. Only the force of reception exists in us and determines everything and controls, rules. And thus, as it's written, when we teach children, we teach them out of the good things. We explain to them a bit more, and a bit more, and a bit more. And study, explanation, a sweet, good explanation, until they reach some stage in which they're capable of putting up of one against the other, which is called a thing in its opposite. The matter is that we as created beings are incapable of feeling anything in only one thing, let's say, like the Creator, one quality. Bestowal, love, there is no opposite. If we, the created beings, are in an opposite form from Him, in an opposite quality of reception, the pleasure that we receive, we feel, we acquire, and we get filled. And when we want to speak about us and with respect to the Creator, then already we need to combine the two systems. The system of reception, system of bestowal and system of reception, and between them that we exist. And here we need to advance. Also, in our corporeal, earthly life, there too, when we grow and past the toddler years into the kid years, then we begin to feel more and more that the world is not all good, that there are all sorts of bad things in it, dangerous things, painful things. As much as the parents may guard us, protect us. Nonetheless, we feel it, and we need to learn how to be open to it, how to use things to guard ourselves against dangerous things, against blows, and even not just how to protect ourselves, also even how to put up with them, to deal with them face to face with all sorts of disturbances. And the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us that all these systems, the evil inclination and the good inclination, what's called, these two systems are arranged from above by the Creator, that specifically by the correct use of both of them, we can get closer to the attainment of the upper root, the whole root. The whole, specifically because in attainment of the root of both these systems, the evil inclination and good inclination, good thing and bad thing, bestowal and reception, they support one another. And there cannot be one without the other. Rather, only in the unity and connection between both of them, we attain unity, the correct unity between both of them. And that's how we attain the Creator. Come and see. Meaning that we need to prepare our will to receive, specifically a big one, and along with this, the desire to bestow above it, also the big according to the will to receive. It cannot be more or less, rather only that they will be balanced. And the bad will nonetheless be subjugated by the good force, and the force of good will control over it, but always only to cover it, and not break it, and not reach this that the evil will disappear. No. Rather, ultimately, that we complete all these exercises, all these corrections, that the good controls over the bad. We begin to work on this, that also the bad connects to the good. And by this, the good grows even more. Meaning that we have in our progress towards the purpose of creation to resemble the Creator, we have two stages. The first stage, that we only cover this evil in good, which is called that we acquire the qualities of bestow, to bestow on the intention to bestow upon the will to receive that's buried within. And this is called that we are in vessels of chasadim, of mercy. And later on, we turn the vessel of reception into receive on the intention to bestow, which is the second stage, which is already that we begin to receive actively light on the intention to bestow, to receive on the intention to bestow, which is called the light of Chokhmah. In both these stages, we advance until the end of correction. And all the evil is subjugated under the good, and all the evil, not just that it's subjugated, it later on also works in the direction of the good. And that's called that the darkness shall illuminate as the light. That in such a manner, we reach the whole correction of the nature of creation. And in this we become entirely, entirely resembling the Creator, adhere to Him. And this is the path. Meaning, all our work is, as it's written here in the title of these excerpts, living between opposites. That specifically, these opposites, this contrast, this oppositeness in nature, to receive and to bestow, we need to combine them together, to mix them together, and to subjugate the reception under the bestowal, that we will work specifically in this way. And then we feel how much the Creator created these things intentionally in our path, and all its details is intentionally arranged such, and we only need to speak and work on the connection between us, that in this is the entire solution to all our problems that are revealed from the oppositeness of both these forces, perception and bestowal. And now, let's go to the excerpts. If you want, then ask more, and we'll delve deeper. As much as possible. Get deeper into it as much as possible, because it's not important here who's in the beginning, the middle, or the end of the path. The process actually is a process that speaks to everyone.
Yes, Nif.
When the evil appears, it appears in many layers.
And according to the path, to the person, to his soul, as much as a person needs to advance. Like a child, as much as he grows, then Providence brings upon him all sorts of forms of hardship. And then he needs to think how to overcome this hardship. And that's how he grows.
And the advice the Kabbalists give to cover the bad is to connect.
There is no other solution. Where will you take force to cover the bad?
So there's no emotional connection or even intellectual connection between.
We are born only from the evil force. Creator says, I've created the evil inclination, and thus we have no choice. Only in such a manner we feel reality. You see how a person is born, yes? He holds himself like this, and he doesn't want anything. He just yells and cries and demands, and he understands only what's good for him or bad for him, but with respect to him. And what we need is only to give what's good for him. Because he grows out of this. He doesn't understand other things. He can't scrutinize anything that's not for his benefit. These are the days of smallness.
Exactly, so I would expect that if there's something bad, to cover that specifically, but it's like the solution is in a different place, in the connection.
No, one moment. This, that we are born such and develop such, and this is how we're taken care of, yes, that we're given only good things. Yes, what do we want from a baby? That he will sleep and eat. He's given a bottle and to sleep, bottle and sleep. That's it. He's cleaned up and all the time like this, like a little animal. Later on also that he grows a bit, he's also given toys that he plays with for his benefit. He enjoys from them. But already he has a thing and it's opposite, that he does something and he sees to succeed more, succeed less, meaning we slowly join to him, meaning nature awakens him to this, that he will also know the other side. And thus, slowly, if we'll see his path, how he grows, he's constantly going towards to recognize the other side of nature. That he doesn't so much understand or is tied with the force of bestowal, only the force of reception. And thus, his whole life is divided, even that he doesn't understand this, into two. The force of reception, which is good for me, and force of bestowal, which is bad for me.
Right, so how to better connect emotionally and even intellectually between the matter of connection and the only means to cover the bad.
Kabbalists write to us about this all the time, in all sorts of stories and manners. We talk about this from the first day that the person comes to us, that our entire goal is connection. And a few years we go through in our life before we begin to feel that there is truth in these words. And it's not just empty words. A person that comes to us, even now we see. Why is it written 1,000 enter a room and one comes out to illumination? Why? Because 1 out of 1,000, yes, I found all sorts of such excerpts. That's how it was once. But nonetheless, you see how many people come through all our different circles, and how many remain? A small percent, relatively, yes? Why? Because a person needs all the time to hear about the purpose of connection, the uniqueness of connection, that there is in connection, that through the connection he attains the purpose of creation, the purpose of life. And even that he doesn't, let's say, have anything in life. We see all today all sorts of wars and problems and divorces and people have not so much what to yearn for. They don't have such great goals that they're only willing to live for that. But even in such a life, to leave all the little pleasures that he has in his life, his laziness, yes, not to do anything, that's the main thing, what our ego wants. And to continue to connection through my desire, with my desire, with others, and to connect with them, maybe there I will find some unique gift. It doesn't seem to me. It's not in my vessels. It doesn't work out or arranged in my mind or my heart for this. And thus the only people who have in them the point in the heart, what is it called? They feel that this path, that through this, nonetheless, I reach to something that's important for me. Only these people are prepared to go forward and approach the goal. On this it's written also in the Zohar. By the way, I want that we will begin to read Zohar. Maybe in the afternoon hours. That we only in such a manner we can advance.
Last one. We say living between opposites. It's not that the one thing and its opposite is connection and lack of connection, but it's bad in different aspects, and the solution, the opposite, seems to be connection. So how do you relate the bad, the evil, to the connection?
The tie between evil and connection, between evil and good, I can only through the Creator, that in Him our hearts will be happy, meaning that everything I receive only from Him, although not directly, not in a direct manner, rather through all sorts of people and events and so on. And in this, the Creator teaches me. That's it. On one hand, He manipulates me with all sorts of forces, events, occurrences, and then I fall in them with my nature. And later on, He teaches me how I can, despite this, to connect with the friends and connect with Him. And then, by all sorts of these forms of study, I see how I nonetheless prefer to be connected to the Creator above all the disturbances. And that's how we advance. In our times, you could even see this on myself, and how we need to arrange ourselves to continue onward, despite all the disturbances that the Creator formed for us and arranged them such that that's how it will happen. And thus, we don't need to put up so much against the disturbances themselves. Rather, we need only to connect between us and to the Creator. That's it. And specifically upon these disturbances, we will quickly attain the purpose of creation.
Unfolds. What does it mean that we cover it with love? Again, what does it mean that in the first stage, when something bad appears to us, what does it mean that we cover it with love?
I already said just now, if that I receive these things that come seemingly bad to harm me, against me, I receive it as a manner that it comes from the Creator and in order to advance me. And that's how I receive it, and that's how I also show the friends. And that is a great, big, wide study, learning that needs to be advertised between everyone, that everyone needs to learn from this. We don't so much pay attention to the person himself, let's say me, or what happened, rather the attitude that we need to give to the Creator, that both arranged and prepared all these states and reveals them in order that we will rise above them and adhere to him.
А прилепиться к нему — это значит почувствовать любовь?
Лифахот шаанима. To cling to him means to feel love.
Микашер коль ма шекуре ли. At least that I tie all that happens to me to him. That it is he that does them to me, and there is none else besides him, in order that I will be directed, aimed to him, and in order that I, in such a manner, will also draw my friends, pull them to this. In my case also, yes, the students. We will learn everything that's happening to us actively, in action, and everything that's passing over us, on both you and me. And this will be a good study for us of how the Creator is arranging everything for us.
You said that afterwards, in the second stage, we then see that the evil goes together with the good.
Of course, we'll reveal later on that there is no bad. There's no bad. The truth is, it comes from the Creator. So how could it be that there is no bad? Will determine that there is no bad in the world, and also the bad turns into good, because both of them are built in order to direct me to the goal. And why do I need to learn and approach the goal from both directions? Yes, from one side and the other, from the side of the bad and from the side of good, seemingly. It's in order that from between both of them, I can, as a created being, bring myself closer to one term and be adhered to the Creator, to one. It's not so understood for us yet, but the words are true.
Good morning. After we related it to the Creator and covered it with love, the next stage is to use it as a springboard for more connection. And yesterday I heard you say in the lesson that there's this musical instrument of connection that we should create in the 10. So if we want to take that into the ten and try to create that instrument, what do? I start talking about the differences that I feel from yesterday to today and an hour ago and now, or something else?
I don't think we have so much an opportunity to talk about the manners of connection between us from day to day, how each one is playing some note, and then we each time reveal some chord between us. I don't think so, but it will come quickly.
So what's the right thing to do?
To make an effort to get closer and to be in one intention, in understanding what the Creator is doing with us, how He is directing us to our connection, but we still cannot yet differentiate what each and every one of us and what tone, what note he can express himself compared to the friends. Soon it will come. And then we will truly all play as one system, a musical system. Yes. It will always be like singing on our part to the Creator. It will come.
We're continuing.
So, we will read excerpt number one from Living Between Opposites document, Baal Sulam. It is known that nothing appears in its true form, only through its opposite, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. This means that everything points to another. And by the opposite of something, the existence of its opposite can be perceived. Hence, it is impossible to attain something in complete clarity if its parallel is absent. For example, it is impossible to estimate and say that something is good if its opposite, pointing to the bad, is missing. It is the same with bitterness and sweetness, love and hate, hunger and satiation, thirst and saturation, separation and adhesion. It turns out that it is impossible to come to love adhesion prior to acquiring the hate of separation.
Yes. Meaning we need to understand that each and everything that we attain it from its opposite form. And thus, if we want to get closer to the Creator, to understand Him, to feel Him, we first of all reveal the opposite vessels, the opposite phenomena, negative ones, lack of understanding, lack of sensation, lack of connection, repulsion, hate, and only against this, in contrast to this, to the same extent, we can attain the connection, adhesion, wholeness, godliness. And then once again, even more separation, even more distance, even more hate. And then once again, we overcome this and get closer to the Creator, subjugate ourselves towards Him, and attain the adhesion, unity, godliness.
Rav, another angle of one thing and its opposites. On the one hand, the haters undermine the credibility of Kabbalists. On the other hand, the people are supposed to follow the Kabbalists. So how will that happen if there's always these disturbances?
Don't worry about that. The moment that we begin to connect upon all the exercises that the Creator does with us, and there is none else besides Him, that we receive all this, that nonetheless, we are going towards connection between us, then you'll see how much in this we succeed. And this is what will happen. They will fall. Look what's written in the Zohar on this and in all sorts of places. This actually, the Creator is giving and preparing ahead of time all sorts of such events in order that we will fail in them and learn from them that there is none else besides.
Tinkura, my friend is asking, in contrasting circumstances, how will I see the spiritual vessels of friends rather than seeing their physical faces?
We have to see how connected we are in the ten and work from that. We try not to work with my individual will to receive, but with our group's will to receive, the tens, and with that we advance. And each time, if we are drawn to connection, then each time we have a new collective will to receive, and with it, from it, we make the calculations to advance, not with each and everyone's individual will to receive. That's really incorrect. The moment we want to advance spiritually, then each of us is not taken into account as an individual, only as a ten. And from there, we have to try to turn to the Creator. And not that I myself pray and ask. That's completely not going to work. So we can continue maintaining this individual attitude to the Creator and for years and years, and nothing will happen. Only from connecting between us, we try to engender our collective mind and feeling, and with it we turn to the Creator. And then we'll see how we advance from moment to moment. And the moment we let it go, we fall. PT-29.
Rav, how can we overcome the strong sensation of hate towards our haters that are revealed? In my mind, it's understood there isn't else besides him, but the emotion is very strong.
That's a sign that you're not sufficiently bonded with the Creator. You're not sufficiently adhering to the Creator, that you still have some impression of your own of what's happening. For me, in all those states that happen, I don't see anything, any person I don't see here. It's only the forms of the Creator in which He relates to me. It all originates in a single source, and that's how He runs around me all kinds of elements and actions. And I have to establish myself by that, and that's how I adapt myself to the Creator more and more. Everything comes from Him and goes through all sorts of filters, and it reaches me, and in return, despite all those different forms I receive from Him, I have to reach a single source again. Is that clear, what I said?
Yes.
Okay, that's basically my work. From the Creator, there is a single light that comes through various small slits in some partition, and then it goes through me in all kinds of ways, different forms, different people and systems and incidents towards me, and I have to relate to all of those in return, that they actually come from a single source, which is the Creator. And even though I see all those things in such a different, varied way, I relate all of it to Him. And thus, this partition between us disappears. So, internally, I wish to connect to a single source.
So actually, in this overcoming, in the eternal work, person reaches greater adhesion in the Creator?
Of course. That's basically the goal of each and every moment in life that we feel.
Baror.
Bonjour, Rav. You say that we must see only the collective desire, and from there we address to the Creator. So the question is whether each of us and our ten contribute separately to formulating our prayer, or should we all compose it together?
This depends on what group we're talking about. When we hear all kinds of things that come to separate us, confuse us on the path, we have to understand they come from none else besides Him. That all of those happen in order for us to connect between us more tightly and aim ourselves to Him despite all the disturbances that seem to tear the connection between us, and thus we'll advance. So it all happens for us to grow stronger in our connection and from our connection to the Creator.
BT 35.
Rav, just that I ascribe to the Creator as the good that does good in all the states that He acts upon us within our connection within the ten. So actually, I understand that He's bringing me exactly what I need in order to get closer to Him. And this gives me the hate for separation.
What I get in each and every moment in my life is given to me from above. And what's also given to me is how to organize it so as to relate everything I have to the group and the Creator. And if I do that correctly, then I make a big step forward towards the complete adhesion with all of reality, which is the final correction.
What exactly is the condition? It says that before we reach His love and adhesion and attain all this positive force, I need to attain this hate of separation. What is this?
Hatred of separation is that I reject all kinds of forms of separation, and correspondingly, in the opposite way, I come to adhesion. So separation was given to me in order for me to rise above it towards adhesion. So that means to make a restriction, screen, reflected light up on it, and then adhesion. We'll learn how to do that in
wanted to ask, why the Creator advances us in repulsion and not by drawing us, by pulling us?
How can he attract you? What kind of candy can he show your evil inclination that will bring you closer to him? Envy, hatred, honor, lust, what?
What does it mean?
We always advance towards the Creator only by rejecting the bad, hating the evil. And therefore, the more we advance, he reveals to us more evil so that we can rise above it, reject it, and rise to the good.
But when the disturbances are revealed, what allows a person to be above?
Why do you think it's a disturbance? How is it a disturbance? Give me an example.
Not pleasant for my will to receive.
Not pleasant to the will to receive. That's a clear sign of assistance. It's unpleasant to the will to receive. So the Creator is helping you refrain from the will to receive, move away from the will to receive. This is called help.
Okay, so how to use this aid, this help, in order to strengthen the adhesion in the Creator?
To see correctly that help, that assistance, that it actually helps you hate your ego and all the various egoistic forms around you, which also belong to you, and then you can rise above them to adhesion with the Creator, to help, to love him with whatever he does to you.
So, the ability to see the disturbance as assistance, what determines that you will succeed to see it as help, actually?
The essence, the importance of the goal. If the goal is important, I don't care what I have to go through on the way, as long as I get there.
That's clear. Last question. So, is there even adhesion in the Creator without disturbances? Does such a thing exist?
How? This I don't understand. This path is unclear to me. This part is unclear to me. We can go through each and every moment on the path only by disturbances, but we can make them such that they will be pleasant.
So the disturbances are part of the kli, part of the vessel?
The disturbance is the recognition of evil that you transform to good, that specifically by it you cling to the friends and to the Creator more and more.
Rough question. How can we support a friend that people get up against him?
Just to recognize that it's common to shared by all of us, and we all have to go against that internally, that we have to be more bonded between us and the Creator. That there's no more to do, nothing more to do. And ask and pray to the Creator to give us the force of connection. We have nothing else with which to defeat all those shells that rise against us.
We are requesting from the Creator that He'll give us the force of connection and prayers in order that,
so that we will win against all the forces of separation. Why do they come? They come in order to separate us and separate between us and the whole world. That's what their work is about. And that's the kind of mind, power, and emotion that the Creator gives them. And we have to overcome against that.
The correct result will be that the disturbance disappears?
No, that we will overcome the disturbance with our connection. and thus we rise from one degree to the next.
Last question, can we pray on a specific friend that receives disturbances, or has to be a general one on our general connection?
Well, it's also possible, yes, but more accurate is the collective connection. If we all feel it together, that it comes and separates us, then we work on our general connection. And that's really what the Creator wants, that we will come to increasing connection. I'm very happy that we came to such a stage. You're still not aware of how this raises us to another level of our spiritual work. And some will leave, and some will fall. And what can you do? That's the path. We can't now stop in the middle and wait for some others to get wiser, who don't invest themselves so much. Only go forward. Whatever the Creator gives us.
Correct, Rav. The will to receive wants quiet, and we don't have quiet now. And specifically, this actually took me to this verse about the sages say that the greatest joy is the relief of doubt. Doubts. Correct?
We learn from history that all Kabbalists had such wars due to all kinds of forms and reasons. And we have to understand also from their writings that it's impossible to advance without war. And the war is against man's ego. And what is it trying to hurt? To hurt the person's ego. The person's ego. And if a person is already ready for it, then he receives such harms that he's able to cope with, that he's ready to take himself out of his ego and cope with the world. Why? Because he is bonded with the Creator. And it's impossible to differentiate between him and the Creator, and therefore he has no shame, no weakness, nothing. He just stands and faces the Creator and works. And he can have the whole world stand up against him. He can still have who to rely on, because he has the Creator. And thus, he stands against everyone. And we see this also from our history, how everyone had to cope this way, of course, on higher degrees than ours, against the ego and slander and all those things. Don't worry, all of that will pass, we will remain, and they will fall. This is their role. This is called the audacious dogs. PT-19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. So actually, we're constantly in this test. How adhered we are to the Creator, despite that He put us in this opposite form? Is this a type of personal test for each and everyone?
Each and everyone, and all of us together.
So what do I need to do? How do you come out of this test that you are at least successful with some good grade above average?
By holding on to the Creator and the friends. And I see that I can rely on both these and those.
Yes, but why are we given this test?
We can't advance from state to state, moment to moment, if not by trials.
Are they checking our loyalty to the path?
Yes, of course. How much you disregard your will to receive, and you're willing to cling to bestow.
PT 8.
Okay, thank you.
PT 8.
Rav, I want to sharpen this new degree of ours. Always when something occurred, we would react on two levels. One is to connect between us and the Creator. And also on the physical level, is if somebody beats me, I beat him back. If somebody writes to me, I write it back. And this time we're saying, don't engage at all. This is our new degree?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. We have nothing to reply. We will influence everything through the Creator. Through the Creator.
So if now there are questions that arise from family, friends, we just stay quiet and say, leave it alone and not engage?
She should tell them what we're talking about right now.
A connection with the Creator in between us?
Right. So they'll say, okay, he's delusional, and they'll leave him alone. So what? Can I say that or not? Am I doing harm to anyone? I say that I'm holding on to the Creator. To me, he is the source of everything, and everything that happens in the world comes from him. And so I turn to him. I have no one else to turn to.
This is what we should tell a stranger?
So what? Yeah, this is customary also in Judaism.
Turkey 1. Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, what kind of desperation will be the driving force for us to the right action, towards the right work and the solution?
Despair
of our own strength, and with it, confidence in the Creator. That's it. Altogether, that leads us to connection with the upper force, where we feel there's none else besides him, and correspondingly, I have nothing of myself. But if I'm not for myself, then who? Meaning that I connect myself to the friends and through them to the Creator.
German Congress.
Ja, lieber Rav, liebe Freunde, was wir hier erleben, ist wirklich unglaublich, so wie du gesprochen hast. Wir haben alle diese...
Dear friends, what we're going through now is just unbelievable.
Das war Yeshiva Traverim, so eins habe ich...
The strong connection that we've gone through yesterday. We haven't had such a state yet. And the friends even said that something burst out. Everyone here worked together and made the effort, and they have a strong desire for a connection. A strong desire to build this mutual prayer that we can give something to the world. Question is, how do we continue now? We have like half a day ahead. And you talk a lot about the European connection. What can you advise us? Even the friends who are not here with us, the rest of the friends in Europe, how can we now continue this state onward?
I think you need to determine between you systems, and you already have some, for how you're going to advance and to the point that you discover in your connection the upper force, that you will really work on that more and more. especially you, Alex. For many years, you're with us, you understand what it's about. So we have to try to muster all of the European strength. And to do that, I think that it's worthwhile to put together groups from all of the European countries as much as possible and have them work together in one embrace, one bonding. I don't really have the words here, but this is day-to-day work where you meet and talk and discuss and review the lesson, perhaps, or a part of it. And you, if you want, once in a while, we can have a lesson dedicated to you. I'm willing to do anything for Europe to wake up. That's also my concern. Think about it, discuss it, and I'm willing to join.
Ich glaube, heute Mittagsunterricht ist speziell dem auch gewidmet mit dir, ja?
I think that the afternoon lesson today is actually the topic today.
Very well. I'm willing to take part in that however you want. I'm expecting that.
Vielen, vielen Dank. Vielen Dank. Und danke der ganzen Welt, Lee. Wir fühlen uns getragen von euch, Lekheim.
Dankeschön. Latin One.
Rav, existe una resistencia, que es como un niño berrinchudo que se resiste a...
Rav, there is opposition. Yes, like a child throwing a tantrum. He doesn't want to accept what's given to him. He only wants what's pleasant for him. How do we overcome this opposition in order to accept this state and to do it in love and good?
There are few conditions that we need to overcome here to overcome our egoistic stubbornness. First, that we understand that this rejection doesn't pass easily, and we just have to continue, whatever happens. And in this life, as we learn daily, connect a few times a week or maybe every day, from that we try not to fall, not to go down from that, whatever happens. It's just like how we have to strengthen the physical body, feed it with a few calories and so forth. We have to feed the soul similarly, and that's through the connection between us, that we'll receive at least some minimal portion of light to be alive. That's one. Two, we nevertheless try to work on dissemination, because through dissemination, something else begins to happen. The Creator has to pass light to us that fits the external vessels that we bring closer, and then we receive something in addition that we would not have received on our own. And that's why it's worthwhile for us to do it. We receive additional things through that. So don't let go of dissemination. And besides that, basically, the lessons, meals, dissemination, what else? Try more, try to develop more manners of connection. I'm certain that everyone is capable of coming closer to adhesion and bringing his soul
Hello, Rev. Our friend Bright, who's in Germany, is asking, states are designed as one opposite the other. Why are we still using terms like good and bad? Is there any other means by which we can depict these qualities to ourselves here instead of through the lens of separation, calling them good and bad?
For the time being, we cannot yet sort them in another way, but rather towards our general will to receive, our desire to enjoy. So therefore, that's why we are defining things as good or bad. But later, we will join to them also truth and false, and bestow and reception. And then eventually we will feel how we work with the lights themselves. And then I will work not with the desire to receive and what I feel within it, but rather in that which I bestow to others and what I invite in others. And that is according to the measure of my connection with others. I am asking to hear what we're saying now. Because in today's lesson, we are moving to a completely different state in our spiritual perception. Hear several times how to relate to reality. This will help us and raise us to the next spiritual degree. That we don't relate according to what is good for us or bad for us in our egos, but rather according to the truth. East.
Rav, I want the desire to connect and subjugate and to pray to the Creator. Is there something else we need to do? Is there a way of making the Creator a partner in the initial step of our fusion to become this perfect then?
התיקון שלנו כדי להפוך לסירייה מושלמת?
לא, אנחנו לא קובעים את ה...
No, we don't define these forms. We have what the Kabbalists tell us to do. And in that we advance day after day in our connection in the groups, convention to convention, one state to another. And besides that, just like right now, all kinds of such relations are falling upon us from our haters that the Creator sends us, and we need to battle against them only through the connection between us. We have nothing we can do, but only connection between us is the actual most powerful force we can activate, and it is certain that it will drive us from there. To open ourselves and trust in the Creator, and then these two forms of adhesion between us and with the Creator, we will triumph over all the klipot.
Chadera 1. We're learning, and even today you said that before we connect, in each one there should be two opposites, the evil inclination and a bit of the good inclination, the point in the heart. Is that the rule? That's the way it should be?
By us connecting, we want to connect the good inclination in each and every one, so it will all together be more powerful than the evil inclination. And this is how we connect and make the correct step. To the next lesson.
We can, or There are two quotes about what we talked about, the disturbances that Kabbalists receive.
Please.
The first quote is by Rabash about the importance of society. A person receives an awakening from above so that he can reach the place where you work with knowledge in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. A person is given a few awakenings, but if he does not make an effort to achieve this, he finds excuses for himself and must escape the campaign. Thus, a person remains righteous. That is, by leaving this society, he is always right. And by justifying himself, he truly feels that he is righteous. And one more short article about honor from Bala Sulam Shamati. Honor is something that stops the body, and to that extent, it harms the soul. Hence, all the righteous who became famous and respected, it was a punishment. But the great righteous, when the Creator does not want them to lose by being famous as righteous, the Creator guards them from being honored so as not to harm their souls. Hence, to the extent that they are honored on the one hand, on the other hand, they are faced with dissenters who degrade them with all kinds of degradations to the extent that creates an equal weight to the honor given to a righteous. That very extent, the other side gives disgrace.
Again.
Yes. Okay. These excerpts will be sent to us, yes?
Yes, yes.
Let them send and translate to everyone, and then if they have questions about it, they can even ask tomorrow. Okay. We are going to move to the women, maybe. Yes? Please. Women.
Yes, hello Rav. From Europe and PT6, there's a question. How to put this principle of living in one thing and its opposite into life? What's the practical principle?
To constantly think that the Creator created the evil inclination, even though His nature is opposite that, and therefore these two opposite roots appear in us. And this is how they connect in us, and this is how they appear in us, and we need to constantly be in them, both in the evil inclination and in the good inclination.
If this is so, how do we develop the inner force above the events that you feel that are very unpleasant?
We constantly try to connect these events to one force, the one upper force, which is actually the Creator.
Can we support?
Wir spüren auf unserem deutschsprachigen Kongress, dass wir mit unserer Verbindung die Kraft der Verbindung.
In this congress here, we feel that.
Können wir als weltli-
through this force of connection, we're giving force to the whole worldly. The question is, can the whole worldly support each other this way if we have throughout the whole world local congresses? And this way we can awaken this force.
Certainly, yes. Certainly through such conventions we can awaken the force of connection all over the world. Because also in your convention there are representatives from all kinds of countries, all kinds of languages and nations. So therefore, certainly if you work on advertising it and exit the small framework of the convention to more broader circles, then by that you can expand the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world and advance the world to its correction for a world that is suffering and is expecting it, even though the world doesn't know that there is a solution to all of these problems of this world.
Amado Rav, ¿cómo podemos,
dear Rav, how can we note and understand that there are moments where the Zohar, where there's like an implementation of the text in a literal way, and sometimes to see it as something that's like an allegory? What's the principle that works here? When to read the Zohar as something that's talking about something real, and when to see it as an allegory or parable?
We can't make these discernments about the Zohar. The main thing we learn is for it to affect our heart, no more than that. To affect our heart so that our heart will soften a bit, will be closer to the feeling of the force of bestowal, because the Creator is the force of bestowal. We want to discover Him, so we ourselves need to be in the force of bestowal. So when we read the Book of Zohar, we expect our heart to soften and to advance towards the force of bestowal. So according to the equivalence of ours with the Creator, to a certain extent, we'll be able to feel Him. But it's to the extent that I myself am in the force of bestowal, not in any other way.
If so, Rav, it's like a code or a vessel for connecting the soul, seemingly, to connect to the soul.
Yes, yes. It's like a remedy. We don't know how it works. But Kabbalists tell us, like a physician who tells his patient, take that and you'll see how it will work. That's how we take it, as a remedy, the Book of Zohar. And in general, all the writings of Kabbalah, we try to adhere to them, because that's considered that we're getting a remedy.
Привет, Раф. Вопрос от
товарища. Он спрашивает. Hello, Rav. A question from a friend. He's asking, what do we need to be able to control the language of prayer? Do we need to learn it?
If we'll advance as we are advancing now, you'll start feeling in your heart a tendency towards the Creator, a demand for the Creator.
The world.
No, but after the Ari, we already have a clear path how we should develop ourselves in order to receive bestowal from the Creator and to understand it. The main thing is what we're doing now. It's in order to open up our vessels as root and branch to resemble our root in order to bestow, as He does, and accordingly we'll be able to understand what He says. We'll get from Him all the bestowals in our vessel, to the extent that our vessel is in the form of bestowal to Him. That's the main thing about the language of branches. Later we'll learn with you what the language of branches is in all the five senses, sight, sound, smell, touch. But first of all, this, we have to be in the same form of bestowal to him, just as he is for us. Then we'll start feeling each other, like a baby feeling his mother.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav. We know that the Ari himself didn't write books, but Malchu wrote them. How, nevertheless, did he manage to pass this language to his students in this manner? Like for Chaim Vital, who wrote this, because there's a very interesting structure there.
The language is not to the extent that it's written. The language is to the extent that there's adhesion between the teacher and the student. It has nothing to do with time, even today. Now, when you're 500 years after the Ari, you can, by your work, reach a state where you are attached to the Ari, and you hear from him, and you can speak with him like someone speaks to his friend.
What is that degree of adhesion of a Kabbalist that we have to can hear him?
There are two degrees, from heart, according to the brain and according to the heart, we can call them. Yes.
What is it? It's adhesion with what? With his spiritual degree, or?
A connection between the vessels. A connection between the vessels. And it has nothing to do with if someone is alive or dead. It it has nothing to do with anything at all. As it is written, when the Ari passed away, how he talked to Cohen, to his student. If you will merit, I will come and teach you. And it doesn't matter if I'm alive now or dead.
It's like at a certain stage you start to feel the vessels of the teacher.
You will come to that and you'll see how it happens. You cannot...
Thank you, Rob. My friend is asking, everything is very well understandable and can be felt fully in the lesson, but everything is erased after the lesson. Why is that? How will the Creator and friends be in our minds 24 hours a day?
Everything is erased from your head and everything is erased from the heart in order for us to go forward, and every time, as it is written, they will be new in your eyes. That's why you shouldn't be afraid if you all of a sudden you're empty. I have nothing, I haven't learned anything, I don't know, I don't understand, I can't feel, I'm amazed. How can that be? I can't look at my life. How should I look at my life? Without any memory, any discernment from yesterday to today, that's the way it is. Why? So that you'll be able, like a baby, to cling to the Creator in each and every state as a new state. And only this way will you come to the truth. And he who does not forget what he previously had, he doesn't go to, according to the verse, every day they should be new in your eyes, he will not be able to attain spirituality. That's why. Don't be afraid at all. It's a very narrow bridge. We're walking this way, as Kabbalists say, and we attain. Good luck and all the best.